And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys. Happy Memorial Day. And get out in your backyard, create some grill envy where you're working, and playing and having fun. But we've been talking about alternate ways to put stuff on the heat. So we're going to keep going. We haven't hit the pit yet, so let's try that.
All right. I learned from somebody a long time ago, you know, when I was doing all those travels and hitting every barbecue shack in a state, I just ran into some industrious, very cool people.
Right.
This one fella literally made his pit out of cement blocks. Mm-hmm. He'll actually put it up and take it down. And what he would do is he was doing it on an old garage slab, but you can do it on like gravel, whatever you want to put it down on. But as long as you have a level surface, get a bunch of 8-inch construction blocks, cinder blocks, we'd call them maybe, and you make yourself a row, a short row, and then another row, so a U-shaped sort of structure, and you go up about three courses, and you cut a piece of steel, a piece of sort of the corrugated stuff that they build the safety platforms and factories
out
of.
Yeah, grating.
Grating, yeah. So you
but steel, not aluminum.
Yes, so yeah. And not galvanized if you can avoid it.
Right.
So you get a piece of grating cut for those blocks, and you set it on top, and then you go up another two or three courses, however high you want the thing, depending on what you're putting in it, and then you get a piece of steel cut for that size, and you set that over the top. And it's good to have some sort of a weld put on it so you can slide it on and off. And it's hot and heavy, so it's not all that easy. But this process means anybody can have a giant pit in their backyard.
Right. So then if I'm following you, the coals are going to go on the ground or the rock or your cement driveway.
Cement's
whatever.
Nice,
I wouldn't
yep.
put it on your driveway,
no.
probably. Not unless you're done with the driveway. But then the grate that's up a couple courses is going to hold the meat.
Yep.
Or whatever you're smoking, and then the lid just
keeps
the heat in.
Yep. So what you want to do is, of course, get your hardwood out, keep the cover off, and build yourself a nice fire, and just keep building that fire up front, and you get some sort of a hoe or scrapers or something, and push those hot coals back and distribute them underneath that grate so that you have a continuous supply of hot coals.
Right.
And you can just keep a fire going in the front corner and then keep grabbing coals out of it because you're going to feed this thing every couple hours.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is an active cook.
It is. Yep. Very active.
You're going to be involved.
And, you know, when you got to meet Bubba Baker.
Right.
Well, that's how Bubba grew up in Jacksonville. He was doing that for his uncle. And that's how he learned how to barbecue, was in a pit like that.
Right.
So that's very common. It's very hot.
Yes.
And if you're in Jacksonville, Florida in August, I'm thinking you're losing weight.
I might suggest a long-handled hoe,
yes,
too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're not going to want to do that one with a three-footer.
No.
You got to push it back there, or shovel, or whatever you got.
You'd probably end up making yourself something of a rake or something, because you don't want to burn the handle off it, but
right.
That is one way to do a pit. Now, another way that I learned living in Hawaii was Kalua pig, and you can do this even if you're not in Hawaii. The wonderful thing is, like where I live, it's all sand. So you dig yourself a deep hole. Yeah, I'm talking 4 feet down. And
holy grave digger.
Yeah. Watch your mouth.
Yeah. Grave digger. That's what I said.
And you throw some rocks in the bottom, and you build a fire.
On the rocks?
Yep. And then you can throw more rocks
on
there.
What else you got on the rocks while you're doing this? Because you're going to get
there
thirsty.
There you go, yeah.
See? Huh?
Okay.
Yeah, see how
there's
I am?
Bourbon on your mind.
Right.
So you build yourself a fire, and I'm talking about like for a day. You build a bunch, and you get a bunch of hot coals, and then you're not
because you're heating the rocks, right?
You can find banana leaves in certain stores, but you're probably not going to have banana leaves. So you're going to want to find some other organic leaves to put on there. And don't take your wife's hostas, okay? Whatever you do.
Right.
But so when the coals are good and hot, you're going to want to cover it full of leaves. And then you're going to want to put your hog on there, and a suckling, whatever you want. You could do it also with a whole deer. You could put pieces of an animal on there, whatever you like, but it's typically for a hog. That's why it's Kahlua pig. And if you're going to put a hog in there, you're going to want to fill its belly full of vegetables. And I'm talking potatoes, onions, carrots, and maybe some fruits, like we used to use pineapple. And then pour a bunch of salt in there, pour a bunch of salt over the top, and then again another layer of banana leaves, and then a gunny sack. And
burlap bag kind
of
thing?
Yep, burlap canvas, something like that, and then start putting your dirt on it. So you're going to need about 2 foot of sand on top of it. And you want to make sure you're covering the meat very well so you don't end up grinding sand with your meal.
This sounds like a lot of damn work.
It is. But it is so good and so fun when you pull that whole hog out. I would also recommend burying some chicken wire underneath those banana leaves or whatever you're going to put down on there so you have a way of picking that thing up, because it's going to fall apart. When you pull it up and out of there, number one, it's heavy. So you're going to need like four big Hawaiian guys,
mm-hmm.
four big blalas.
Right.
And you pull that thing up out of there and you pull it over to a table, and then you have a picking. And everybody gets to get their big forks out and they fill their plates up right off of it.
Right.
You get down to the belly, you got all those veggies in there. And it's, I'm telling you, it is so stinking good. That's called right. Kahlua pig.
So that sounds awesome. I've got a question for you that I'm wrestling with in my head. Completely unrelated, but we got a minute or two, so I want to talk about it. You had given me, I believe, was it hickory or white?
Hickory.
That I made for that countertop.
Oh.
Out of. Is that white oak?
That was mostly hickory, I think.
Yeah, that's what I think so, too. And it's 1-inch thick, mm-hmm. planed hickory. Well, I made a countertop out of it, okay? And I want to set my G-Sport Tech, which is a tabletop grill.
Yep.
I want to set it on there, and it has a drip pan. But you know that drip pan's not going to catch every drip.
Right.
Okay, and I've got it spar lacquered on top.
You'll be fine.
Two coats.
Yep.
But I want to put something under that so that the feet on that thing don't scratch my wood top.
Why?
Because I don't want to scratch the wood top. It's so beautiful.
So then just get a couple of those little furniture pads.
Yep, I've got some of those. Yep. But I just wondered, would you put something under the whole thing or just under the feet of it?
Well,
to keep the grease off and whatever.
They make a fireproof mat to put in front of your grill or under your grill on your deck.
Yep.
You could buy a small one of those and cut it to
down
fit
to
that.
The size, yeah.
But you're not going to want it too big because it's. You could actually get away with just a sheet of some nice steel, some stainless or diamond plating, something like that, and make it look a little cool.
Yep.
Just some metal.
Yeah.
And then you don't have a fabric.
Right.
But that G-Sport infrared, I used to cook on a plastic folding table. It won't melt.
Oh, no. And the heat goes up.
Yeah.
I got it on a wood table and have had for a couple of years. But, it's just one of those things I just built the whole thing and I want to be trying to protect it a little bit.
Keep it looking good.
Yeah. But anyway, so. All right. Well, we'll do that. I'll look around and see what I can come up with. And because it's all coming together this weekend, we're going to do the maiden voyage on the new Jopp's Grillin' Hot Dog Back Bar something. We're trying to come up with a name. But anyway, all right. Coming up next, we're gonna finish up this barbecue and bring this train to the station. So we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Jopp from the Grillin' Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grillin' Guys sent you.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Now you're a man!
Today's man law: under no circumstances shall any man lay a hand on a female or a child in violence. Spanking of a woman's you-know-what or pulling of the hair is permitted if done on request.
Oh, come on.
Corporal punishment is permitted, excluding obvious extremes. Punishment for the attacking male is that if other men see the assault taking place, they have the right to take him out back behind a building and show him how to fight with real men. In this situation, more than one man may be used in the attacking of said woman beater because he clearly doesn't mind an unfair fight, seeing as he was hitting a lady or a child. A call of the police is a very last resort and should only be used if said male is over 6'5", 250 pounds, or a UFC cage fighter. A buckshot to the dome is only called for in cases of rape or murder.
What the in the world was that?
I altered this one. I altered that one. So another way to do a fire is, of course, Jop loves his foil. So if you're doing campfires this weekend, grab some potatoes, wrap them in foil. Grab some whole beets, wrap them in foil, and roast those things by your campfire. Because
I got a better one than that. New potatoes. Take bell peppers, red, orange, and green. Quarter them, and sweet onions. Quarter those, peeled and quartered. Put those, make yourself a foil bag, and get one bottle of Lowry's Hawaiian marinade. Simple.
Yeah, you can even use
it. And you
ice.
Bag it in there, yeah. Seal it tight, and then put it on the fire, turn it two or three times.
Or next to it.
In 15 minutes, those vegetables, maybe 20, because if you cut them thick with the potatoes, but dang, that's good, man.
You can also use
great
an old cookie sheet or cake pan or anything like that if you want.
But I like them cold. I like them wrapped up tight so they steam a little bit as well as cook while
so
they're
you
cooking.
Said something that reminded me of. I ran into one of my mentors before he passed away, and I said, Ferris, you're looking good. And he said, you know, Bob, you've got your youth. And he pointed at my nephew. This was quite a while ago. He said, and then you've got your middle age like you. And then you're looking good.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that.
Right.
And I never tell an old person they're looking good anymore. Yeah.
That's the last compliment out there,
that's
huh?
That's right.
Hey, you're looking
so,
good anyway.
So if you don't have a sous vide, you might check it out because they are worth the cost of admission.
SOUSVIDE. Talk to you later. We'll see you next week. Have a great weekend. Be safe out there.